Though she's 92 years of age, Yaromira Kozlanova is still working as a tour guide, introducing the sights of Prague to visitors from around the world. If that weren't remarkable enough, the good-humoured nonagenarian is also believed to be one of the oldest students in the Czech Republic. I met Yaromira Kozlanova on a break between classes at the House of Culture by the capital's Vltavská metro station. Many Czechs today regard the interwar First Republic as a golden age. Having been born in 1919 and lived through that period, would she concur?
Not exactly, because on the distance, because so many years was passing away, so they are a little bit mistaken about it, because there were many people who didn't got work, and the people were very poor, and it was not always a gold, as they are telling. You had to take it from both sides. Rich people and poor people, rich were always richer, and the poor was always poorer and poorer, you know. So it was the First Republic. It is not always gold what is glittering.
The founder of Czechoslovakia was President T.G. Masaryk, of course. Did you ever see Masaryk?
Of course, several times. And I was in Lani because we were able just to look through this railing to see him, because he was a keen on horse riding, so we were always very enthusiastic when we have seen the president on the horse, you know, so it was something. And I even was there waiting when his bodily remains were brought from Prague to Lani on his last way to his place where he was buried.
I guess a couple of years after that, the war broke out and the Germans invaded Bohemia and Moravia, took it over completely. What are your strongest memories of the war era?
The attentat on Heydrich.
The assassination of Heydrich.
43. It was a national disaster. It was something terrible. Next day, a member of our family, it was a cousin of my father, who was working here on the Ministry of Agriculture and was living outside of Prague. Abba was coming with the train to his work and was taken on Masaryk railway station and brought to Kobylisy and shot. Because these were the repression, it was the first repression. They took people coming, all people who were coming, they didn't know why and what, and they even took all the property of all these persons who were shot, you know. So far was it going. So the repression was very hard, and we suffered a lot of.
It must have been a fantastic day then when Prague was liberated in May 1945.
I celebrated this even on the swimming pool with my husband, and we opened a Californian compote and ate it, because it was something to celebrate, you know. Because we were keeping this box of compote all Second World War, and it was a celebration just to open it.
This was some kind of preserved fruit or something?
Yes.
I presume after the war, Czechoslovakia was a very different country.
Of course, you know, after the year 48, all changes, because we were hoping for the best, but it didn't reach our expectation. It was rather the different what we expected. So many people were in jail, so many were shot, they lost their property and so on. So if you were not involved in doing something against this, what we didn't like, so no much harm. But if you are brave enough just to do it, you don't survive, you know.
So you're saying if you kept your head down, things were okay?
That was okay. Not everybody was so strong just to work against it, because the repression were so high, and if you have in question your life, you always decided if it is worse.
I believe your husband worked for the World Health Organization. Were you in some sense privileged under the communist system?
Not exactly. We were 4 years in Copenhagen. It was the European Central of WHO, but all this money we earn, we're going to the state, and we got only part of it to be able to pay our rent and food. But we have this privilege just to have the life a little bit better than people in our country. Because in Denmark, that time was everything.
What did you do yourself as a job? What was your job in those days?
In the place, nothing. We were not allowed to work because it was a condition that the women of a man who is working under WHO were not allowed to work.
But then at some point you became a tour guide.
Not at the time, but I took courses in the Danish language. And I passed the examination till the end. I was glad that I did it because it was very handy after I returned home, and I was able, after I passed the examination, which were needed here in Prague, just to use this language. But they mostly prefer to speak English because they had the same limitation as me. So the understanding both of us, Danish people and me, was very, for both sides, very easy.
Did a lot of tourists come here in those days, or were the tour groups relatively closely watched by the authorities?
That time were not many people coming, you know, because they didn't dare, they were afraid. I remember when we were there, they were afraid to speak with us because they didn't know who we are.
Today you are 92 years old and you're still a tour guide. How do you find the energy for this work? It must be very demanding.
I must think it is must be hereditary, because my mother was made this way as I am. So I don't know. I was very keen on physical training and so on, and brain training. Up till today, I am taking courses in memory training here in Vltavska.
When you have a tour group, do they know how old you are?
They are always saying, you will be our example. We would like last so long as you tell us the secret. How do you do it?
So what is the secret?
Nothing. To be active. Don't sit at home. And I am doing nowadays only that what I like. That is my credo. Because I don't have much time. Even if people are nowadays living up to 104, we have here ladies 108. So I hope I shall last as long.
But are the tour groups surprised? They must be surprised when you say no. Your age.
Sometimes they are surprised, but they are like a fan club. They are glad that I am able just to do it, you know.
When you work as a tour guide, do you work every day or...?
You can imagine, in such an age, I will not be able to do it, but I like it. I take a tour for 3 days, and I can rest for 3 days more afterwards. But I used to work in the morning, in the afternoon, without break. Only in winter time we didn't have so much time because the time were not coming schools. Nowadays are coming even in winter time schools. So we have all the year enough to do if we are able to do it.
Do you ever think about retiring? I see, for example, that you have a stick, you have a walking stick.
It is not a walking stick. It is only a fashion supplement, as I call it. Naturally, I need a support because sometimes I had to stand for a longer time to explain things. If you are walking, it doesn't matter. But if you're standing, and if it takes sometimes 2, 3, sometimes 4 hours, you never know how long, how quickly the group will moving.
Is it the case that you are the, as I've read, the oldest student in the Czech Republic?
It seems so, because there were some articles in newspapers and they were telling it is the oldest guide and student of the third university of the third age. It is a part of the Charles University and it is paid by state.
You were telling me earlier that your daughter lives in California. And you spend time there every year. Do you like spending time in America?
Of course. It is very easy for me. They have a very well-equipped house, so I don't need to make shopping, cooking, washing. Everything is done for me. So I enjoy only life. I am only going and looking on the seaside. I am bathing and doing everything what is pleasant.